Could Auburn actually land the number one class in the country? Let's see.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We are back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. And I got my boy, the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Blackerby on for this happy game day eve Friday edition. And boy, oh boy, the electricity that came out yesterday and involving recruiting and who all is going to be here this weekend. Could Auburn actually land the number one recruiting class overall in the nation? I think so. Zach, what do you think?
I think so. I mean, when you look at the list of visitors this weekend, it's like, wow, they could be anywhere and they're coming here.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're clearly in it for all these guys.
Absolutely. And we're going to jump into that in just a second. But first, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You got one more day to get that account signed up. Log in, use coupon code NEXTROUND and double that deposit up to $500. There's still time to jump on Auburn plus 7.5 wins. Pound the over with the free bet money and take it to the bank. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for your double up first deposit. Up, can't beat that. Can't beat free money. All right, so we're not just blowing smoke. When people call us homers, people call us barners, we're booging, whatever, when we talk about the number one recruiting class. But On Three, Steve Wiltfong came on yesterday on his show talking about Deuce, the recruitment of several guys, Deuce Knight, Andrew Babalola. And he said, Auburn's not battling for the number three class. They're not battling for the number two class. They are battling for the number one class in the country, which obviously would put Auburn in rarefied air. They're already, this class as it stands, if you don't add another player, is already the highest ranked class from a points perspective of any class in the history of Auburn. So to get to that number one, obviously anybody you add now is just adding to that history, adding to that historic class. But there really is a realistic path, and we've talked about this before. But there actually is a realistic path, Zach. And I'm the longer this goes, the more clear it's starting to become.
Yeah, and the more you're starting to see national folks get involved, you're starting to see other schools, media start to kind of say, hey, what's going on at Auburn? And it's just kind of been this slow burn. But at some point, the next step has to happen. I mean, we all were celebrating. We were all booging during Big Cat Weekend. And it's been fun, but it's been a kind of a slow burn since then. And I think that next step happens this weekend, because of some of the names that we've been talking about for weeks or months, depending on the guy, Kyle. I mean, Deuce Knight is obviously the clear one here, which is kind of wild to think that Auburn's class right now is the best in history when you know that Deuce is coming. It's just a matter of when is he coming. Exactly. But, you know, the list of visitors keeps getting better and better for this weekend. And obviously, you know, you think you got a great shot with all of them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the pathway. How does Auburn actually get to that number one class? I don't think it's much of a reach to talk about three guys that you could possibly add. Honestly, two of them you could probably add within the next week or so. And then obviously you play the long game with another. But look, right off the bat, you got Deuce Knight, who it seems like it's not a matter of if, it's just a win. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him in depth in just a minute. But that's a five-star quarterback right there. Then you have Andrew Babalola, who I've felt from the intel that I've gathered, I've shared it on thebarnauburn.com. I feel like Auburn has actually pulled slightly ahead here with Michigan. Michigan also has a lot of confidence, but this is another guy that decides in the very near future. Auburn is a major player in this one. That's another five-star. So at worst in that one, it's 50-50. So that could go either way. So you got Deuce Knight right on the ropes. You got another five-star offensive tackle, which Auburn has been, that's been like the unicorn that's been eluding Auburn for quite a while, a five-star offensive tackle.
No kidding, right.
And then you have Nyheim Alford, who is locked in for his visit, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, just a minute. But that's one that Hugh said, hey, book it. Book it, Dano. Not missing that guy. I mean, that's three five stars right there that are very – it's not even a reach. It's not even a reach at all. We're not just pulling names out of the hat and saying they're, you know, guys that there's no smoke around. Like, these are dudes that have been to Auburn multiple times that national – like you said, national writers are starting to turn their head and say, man, Auburn's really making moves here. I mean, that's three guys right there. You add those three and that – I mean, just about just those three would get you there. And then – you just add a couple more pieces here or there, and you're there. You're right there at the number one class.
Yeah, and then obviously what happens when you add those guys, and then Caleb Cunningham is a name that's like seems somewhat tied to Deuce Knight if Deuce Knight were to eventually flip, which we all think he's going to. I want to share a note about a conversation I had about Andrew Babalola, and this was about a month ago when it really started to pick up, but this is when Stanford was really, it seemed like they were in it. And it was like a Stanford or Michigan thing. And you and I are talking to folks in Auburn that are like, yes, we feel really, really good about it. I think at that point he had already like visited and all of that. And like, there was a lot of smoke around him to Auburn. And I talked to somebody at Michigan, a very, very, very strong contact who talks to folks in recruiting in the Michigan world every single day. And I gave him a buzz. I said, hey, what's going on? What are you hearing about Babalola? And his response was, let me get back to you in about an hour. He called, made some calls. He called me back. And he said, this is from Michigan staff. We don't think Auburn's in it. Auburn's not a factor right now. And to me, that said, Michigan doesn't get the feel of this recruiting battle at all. Because it's like he was just here, like when we were having that conversation. And to me, ever since then, it seems like Auburn has had all of the momentum, and like Michigan may feel great about it, but I think Michigan has been a little bit ignorant to some of the moving pieces in this recruitment. And I think Auburn has been way more self-aware with what Babalola, the recruit, actually wants here.
And so have national analysts, whether it's Steve Wiltfong, whether it's Tom Loy, whoever, everyone is
starting. Tom Loy is a king.
Tom Loy is my dad. Tom Loy is actually my dad. I love him. He's the greatest Auburn insider in the history of Auburn football. And we're going to talk about Tom Loy with Deuce Knight here in just a second. But no, I'm with you. I think that this is one thing about Andrew Babalola that I've heard that I really like, is that it doesn't seem like NIL is going to be a really big deal to him. So if you're down between him and a couple other players, you want to put more emphasis on him. You want to reach out to him more. You want to contact him more, because if you can get that caliber of a player at a discount, what does it open up? What does it open up with other players that are going to actually require a big NIL tag? I think this kid's just worth it in every sense of the word, like battle it to the end. And Auburn's done that, whether it's Jake Thornton. I think they will write stories about what Jake Thornton has done to pull this kid off. If Auburn actually does end up landing, those are three guys. Okay. Deuce Knight, Andrew Babalola, and Nyheim Alford, where you're either leading or you're right there 50-50 with an opportunity to land them. And again, you add those three guys, look out, number one class. It starts becoming a reality instead of a fantasy.
If Coach Thornton, Auburn's O-line coach, lands Babalola, no position coach in all of college football has transformed a position group, both from a personnel standpoint and culturally, more in the last 2 years than him.
I mean, if you look at him and Marcus Davis, I'm like, how can you find two guys that have done more for their position groups? I know some people haven't had to start with the deck stacked against them. Mm-hmm. Boy, I got tied up on that one. With the deck stacked against them, like Thornton and Marcus.
You almost messed up really bad there.
It's easy. It's easy to really slip that one up. But yeah, I'm so impressed with what he's done in the portal and what he's been able to do in high school. And this class could be just epic. I mean, people, you're fired up about Andrew Babalola. You forget about Treveris Dice, who everybody in the country wants, who looks like you chiseled him right out of granite. You got Broderick Scholl, another big tackle that's out of Oklahoma. I mean, that could be three franchise tackles in one class that you have. So a lot of good stuff going there.
I'm also higher on Spencer Dowland than almost everybody. Like, that dude is a football player. That's a dude who's not going to transfer. That's a dude who wants to be here. And all these guys are going to get drafted ahead of them. And then he's going to be this redshirt junior that finally gets his shot. And he's going to be incredible. That's my prediction for him.
You got to have guys like that too. Mm-hmm. You got to have culture guys that are okay with not having the spotlight and just coming in and being okay developing. And I think I'm with you. I think Dowland, it's not, there's no risk there. I feel like he's either going to stay and develop and be a good depth piece. And then maybe he ends up being a good player eventually, like you said, in his third or fourth year on campus. So a lot of good stuff. I totally agree with you, Jake Thornton. I think Marcus Davis has also done a good job, but this number one class, it's not out of reach, and the national media is starting to take notice. So we talked about one of the pieces that help you get to that number one class, and he's actually going to be on campus this weekend. It's no secret. Deuce Knight is going to be in town, and Zach, it's going to be a big carpool from what I understand. He's not going to be alone. I think he's coming with a ton of family, and it's really hard for me to see how he leaves this weekend uncommitted. This is the interesting thing. Okay, you got Tom Loy again, Daddy, the greatest insider of Auburn of all time, saying that he feels like he puts a crystal ball in for Deuce Knight to Auburn, and he feels like it's not going to get past this weekend. And then you have some on three, Steve Wiltfong and guys like that, think that it could go into the next weekend. There's some shenanigans going on here. I don't 100% know exactly. At this point in time, I don't know exactly who to follow or who to believe, but it just feels like Auburn's very confident. They've put a lot of effort into this. They've been very patient. I think if anybody feels like Deuce has been rushed into this, I don't know. I don't know what they're watching or what they're following. I feel like Auburn's been very patient with this.
I think Auburn's been too passive. To some extent. And if it gets through this weekend and he hasn't set an announcement date, I think he's going to announce this week. I'm with you. I'm with Tom Loy. Like, I think he announces this weekend or within a few hours or a few days of this weekend, he sets an announcement date where it's like, okay, cool. He wants to, you know, set his own timeline or whatever. That's fine. But I think the decision will at least be made between him and the coaching staff. The amount of family involved, and you and I have both had conversations with folks that talk about the family aspect that's coming with him. It feels like this is more than just a visit, right? Like, this feels like it's more like, okay, make sure, hey, family, let's make sure we're all on the same page here with this next chapter. Like, is it really not that far of a drive from you guys? Like, are you cool with this life decision that I'm going to make and it involves all of you? That's what this feels like to me.
Totally. I mean, it's not very often you bring, you know, parents, aunts, uncles, sisters, brother, like you bring a bunch of people on just a regular old unofficial visit. It does seem like, hey, this is it. Let's really take a look as a family.
To Alabama A&M, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. When you could go watch the team you're committed to play an actual pretty good matchup game against Texas A&M. No, you're coming to Auburn. And I feel like I don't have intel that says it's going to go down, but I feel like it just feels
gut
like
feeling.
It's hard. Like you said, it feels like you don't get out of this weekend with either a commitment or B, a final hard date that's announced by Deuce. There's been all these dates that none of us has ever bought, like the August 8th and August 14th.
But a lot of that came from Notre Dame people that were trying to like keep this dream alive. And now that I think they've given up on that.
Sure. Totally. Totally. Even Tom Loy, who was a former Notre Dame beat writer, has gone ahead and said,
but a true professional like Tom Loy is able to separate bias
totally
and just drop total juicy nugs.
100% super professional. I mean, he is the most professional beat writer out there. In my opinion, he's dad. Tom Loy is that. it is kind of weird how he's kind of come out of the woodwork with just all this.
I don't know who he was a year ago, but it's
I didn't know who he was 3 months ago.
Well, you and I would hear stuff like, oh, okay, like this guy's probably happening. And then he'd be like the first to drop a prediction for it. It's like,
This is the first time I heard about him when Blake Woodbey decommitted. Remember when Blake Woodbey decommitted? Yeah. Tom Loy immediately put in a crystal ball to Auburn. Okay. Indiana guy, Maryland commit, Auburn. Like, where is this coming from? And then it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Tom Loy's leading the charge. So
the Big Cat weekend rolls around. They're about 12:30 or so. Blake Woodbey made it happen.
Yeah, he made it. He committed at 12:30, at 3:30, I think, at one point in time too. So, so you got Deuce Knight coming in. And before we talk about the last one, we got to give a shout out to our boy Zach and I's dear friend Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Got to go to check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. Get your custom portfolio analysis. Not only that, he's got books. Zach's got all of them right there. You can learn so much.
Elite literature right here.
Elite literature. You can learn so much about investing, so many things that you probably never even knew about annuities that you can take advantage of. You can check him out there. Is what you can ask for his books there. Great guy. Auburn fan. You can guarantee that your money does not go to Alabama's NIL. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Great guy. Make a friend at the same time. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. He's the man. Last guy we're going to talk about, Naheem Alford, which if you're a member of the barn, Auburn.com, we mentioned on Monday that, hey, watch out. We think a visit's brewing for this weekend. And then all of a sudden the news is coming out. I believe yesterday the visit's locked in. And I think this is a big one. He hasn't been on campus in a while, and there's a portion of this recruitment that's very important for this weekend. I don't want to go into too much detail. We'll kind of maybe wait till it all comes out and comes official.
We can recap it. Yeah.
I don't expect a commitment this weekend, but I think should everything go well with this piece that we're talking about, should everything go well, I think it could lead to a flip in the very near future. So, and even if it's not in the near future, this is one that they'll ride to the end. But this is a guy I just don't feel like, I just can't see him not being an Auburn Tiger. You got Jordan Crawford on his team that's already committed in the class. You got Vodney Cleveland, who transferred to Parker, who's a big time Auburn lean.
He's my favorite player of the 2026 class right now, by the way.
Yeah, what's it called when you got a tie, a legacy? He's an Auburn legacy with a tie and he's very highly recruited. It's just really hard to see this kid not ending up in this class. And Auburn's never had a defensive back of this caliber that they've ever been able to add, at least from a paper rankings perspective. Yeah. He would really set your class off. He'd push you over the top.
Yeah, then obviously the guys that we just mentioned, you know, coupling him with those guys, like that, once again, that path to that number one spot, it's very reasonable. It's very reasonable. And not all of these things need to happen either for Auburn to potentially get to that spot. And like, we haven't even talked about Chroma, the other running back who, you know, it seems like there's some real positive momentum with him as well. So, yeah.
It'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's just such a fun time for Auburn recruiting.
So listen, who's going to be here this weekend? Okay, so you got Deuce Knight. We've already talked about him. You got Naheem Alford. You got Usman Chroma, who has been your number one guy, who Auburn is absolutely charging right now with. I'm talking about to the point where he was committing to Florida State less than a week ago. Like, it was going down. He was going to commit. I think there was times where the 17th was his commitment date. Okay. Like, there was some dates that was thrown, like legitimate. Smoke, he was pulling the trigger to Florida State less than a week ago. Now you don't hear hardly anything about Florida State. All you hear is Auburn, and he's going to be visiting this weekend. He's been Auburn's number one, like I said, number one target running back this whole entire time. And then another guy that I hinted at on Monday to be on the lookout for, and I even said on the barn, Auburn.com, I said, watch out, a visit is in the works. Elijah Melendez, who it's been completely dark regarding him since Big Cat weekend. There was times we thought he was going to flip after, or maybe not Big Cat Weekend. It was longer ago than that. It was his official visit in June, not Big Cat Weekend, because he didn't show for Big Cat Weekend. So he, after his official visit, there was a lot of people that thought this was, I think there may have even been a crystal ball for him to commit to Auburn, or flip to Auburn. But then he goes that last weekend, that's what it was, the last weekend he went to Miami and then said he solidified his commitment, and it went completely dark on him. And then over this past weekend, the chatter started picking up again about him. I texted a few guys. I was like, are y'all hearing what I'm hearing? Like, yeah, I think it's going down. I think, you know, you should be starting to look for a possible visit. And then on Monday, I put it out, be on the watch for a visit. Yesterday they came out and said he would be here. Auburn doesn't have a true linebacker in this class. I know Ja'Caleb Faulk is listed as a linebacker. I know Bryce Diaz could play linebacker, but there is nobody like this child in this class. I love linebackers that delete offensive linemen, and that's what this guy does. A lead blocker, you are erased. I love this kid. I love everything about him. I really hope Auburn hits it out of the park this weekend with him.
Yeah, and especially, you know, with Lockhart being in Starkville this weekend, you know, that's been a guy that has been tied to Auburn as well. And so we'll certainly see, you know, who is Auburn's true linebacker in this class. But yeah, I mean, dude, you've been on a tear lately over at the Barn Auburn.
We've been on a tear.
It's just nug after nug, juicy tidbit after juicy tidbit. You have been on fire the last 2 weeks.
I tell you what, everybody can be a part of it. You can try it out for only a dollar. See if we're BSing. Get on there and then go back and look at the timestamps. So jump on, try it for a dollar, thebarnauburn.com for your first month. And jump in and get in the conversation, get in the mix. We try to keep it organized. We try to keep everything updated, and you're going to get some nuggets pretty much every single day and a lot of good conversation. So you got to check that out, thebarnauburn.com. You can hang out with me. Zach's got elite team intel, dropped some great defensive line stuff, talking about guys winning starting jobs, how starting positions are seem to be playing out. You can get in the mix too. You can have a lot of fun with it.
Some are still going.
Some are still going. You
know, 2 days out from the season. Yep. Some are still going. Yeah.
Love it. But definitely check it out. Zach, tell everybody where they can find you, love you, and adore you.
The main thing is thebarnauburn.com. And also, hey, if you're watching on YouTube, Brad Law and I do Village Vice on the same channel, The Barn on YouTube. So, yeah, we've got multiple Auburn shows here.
Absolutely. So we're one day, one more sleep away from kickoff. Zach, give me your score prediction really quick.
I'm locked on. I said 45-10.
45-10. I'm going to go 55-10. That's kind of where I've been.
That's what Daryl said.
That's where I've been locked in, around 55. Well, I'm going to say 55-9 then. How about that? 55-9 to make
it a
little bit
different. Can't be just like Daryl. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Hey, guys, we're going to get out of here. Y'all enjoy game day tomorrow. I'll be jumping on with a post-game recap. So definitely be on the lookout to that. Hit the subscribe and the alert bell so you're ready for that. If you like this video, like it. Again, subscribe to this channel. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. Check us out at thebarnauburn.com, and we will catch you later. We'll catch you on Saturday after the game. So y'all enjoy it, and we'll talk soon. Another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.